From solo piano to orchestra, the music in this genre bears witness to life's atrocities. It reflects the change of seasons. It seeks to console and uplift. Our top pick reintroduces us to a fallen friend, but new composers make an impact as well. One can never tell where the next great album will come from. Soon the leaves will begin to fall again, and then the snow, and then the rain, and then it will be summer. These composers bring us through life's transitions, always looking forward to the next, teaching us the wisdom of cycles through the beauty of notes. Our cover image is taken from Jean Mitchell Bly's Mirador, covered below. Johan Johansson has been gone nearly a decade now, and his absence is still felt. After a trickle of posthumous releases, we had grown resigned to the thought that we might never again hear new music from the composer. Meanwhile, Adam Wiltse was working on unfinished pieces from a collaboration begun before the composer's untimely death. We can think of no one better to tackle such a project. Adding to the sadness is the knowledge that Steve Albini helped with the production before he too was lost to the sands of time. Friendship Survival Guide is a tribute and a sonic keepsake. It's a minor miracle that it exists at all. The first video is the beginning of a narrative thread. We can't wait to see the rest. Deutsche Grammophon, September 18. Also on Deutsche Grammophon, Icelandic composer Hildur Guðnadóttir reimagines her back catalog with Robert Ames and the DSO Berlin. This will be us breathes new life into these pieces and is preceded by non-album track, Floods, October 23. The cover of Jean Mitchell Bly's Mirador looks like Max from Where the Wild Things Are sleeping off his evening, but it may also be a young man dreaming of adventure. The album is an ode to childhood imagination, bolstered by copious choirs and swirling strings, arts and amp. Crafts, September 25. Third Coast Percussion returns with Vernacular, the percussion ensemble's 25th album. Jaylin is now a full performing member, as heard on the opening single Premonition, Rockwell, October 23. Clara Lewis' opening is already out, one of autumn's early highlights. The album is awash in shades of blue, from art to music. After the abraded loops of Tom in Hand, the set moves from form to abstraction, shifting like light through falling leaves, editions Migo, September 4. Justina Jablonska's Unforeseen is a diverse set that addresses migration and memory through song, spoken word, voice, and field recordings. The artist's cello shines throughout the set, which culminates in a surprising rendition of S.H. Chedrick, known to modern listeners as Carol of the Bells, Alumni Records Glasgow, September 4. Earlier this year, cellist Gaspar Klaus impressed us with the score to French film Unmond Violent. Now he returns with CELLS, which includes a contribution from Matt Elliott, Third Eye Foundation. The album is released September 25 on Infine. Inspired by the work of visual artist James Turrell, Alyssa Weinberg's Pieces of Light, performed by cellist Gabriel Cabes's, plays with permutations of illumination. The album is preceded by the single Ultraviolet Mass Mosier, October 2. Clear Story reflects its title, which refers to the windows in the upper section of walls, as found in churches. Jules Riady uses this image to color the music, which highlights the interplay between shadow and light, and whose single track Side A is brought to light by Jack Quartet, Thrill Jockey, September 25. Twin Cities' four-piece The Dust of Suns ensemble offers Alyosha is a series of miniatures, inspired by Dostoevsky, but with a playful aura. Released on September 1, early copies of the album are available on Precious 10 Vinyl. We don't receive many hurdy-gurdy albums, much less albums of hurdy-gurdy with violin and cello. Almost Starlight is one of these, recorded in a medieval church by Jem Finer, yes, that Jem Finer from the Pogs, John Matthias and Jay Auburn. The results are magical, mystical, and ceremonial touch, September 4. Simon Goff's electronic chamber music is packed with violin and viola, with guest appearances by Anne Muller on cello. Interior Realms Vol. 1 is upbeat and life-affirming, on the surface a study of architecture, but beneath this a treatise on the soul, sonic pieces, September 10. We can never tell where more ease will head next, which is part of her appeal. On Valley and Structure, she heads for the heart of modern composition, even offering a score booklet. A host of guests starts decorates the set with new timbres and additional grace, Thrill Jockey, October 9. Goldman's In Each Moment is a gorgeous fall collection, inspired by the teachings of Buddhist nun sister Dang Enggim. The piano notes are as delicate as incense wafting to the sky, enhanced by some gentle ambient textures, producing a sense of perfect peace. Network, October 9. Chad Lawson's Lowercase Hush is as serene as can be, a prelude to winter. On Held by Evening, one can almost hear the leaves as they start to fall. Decca, September 11. Jumping straight into that faraway season, Vala Jabrodsky's piano-based Winter Glare recalls the sun's low angle in Estonia's winter. We Are Busybodies, October 2. Piano player meets machine on the end is a beginning from the aptly named Postmodern Machine. The beats are warm and plentiful, but the ivories still hold court. Moderna, September 11. Some may recall that Björk's first film role was in the feminist retelling of the grim tale The Juniper Tree. 40 years after it was written by Nyitz Kakin, the film receives a new score from Midori Hirano. The artist manages to tap into the tenderness and leans into the unsettling tension, with piano as the anchor and synthesizer as the encroachment. Virnulvir / Thrill Jockey, October 2. Ingfrid Bray Nyhus, Silkigal / Piano III, is the third in a series of albums that investigate Norwegian folk traditions by means of the piano. As the nights grow longer, the notes will seem more and more fitting, like tales told around a fire. Lab, October 9. Billed as a classical soul pianist, Alexis F. French releases The Lush 24, 24 pieces meant to comprise the soundtrack of a day. With tracks such as In Flight, crossover success is virtually guaranteed. Sony Classical, October 2. Pianist Sophie Pease releases Bodies of Water, inspired by Iceland's diversity of natural beauty. Ocean is the first single, OPIA Community, September 25. Doubts and Loves Like a Mole is the new EP from pianist Nathan Schubert, preceded by the peaceful, brass-inflected single Schiller Promenade, Big O and Amp, Twigitty, October 2. Brandon Hopkins follows three commutes with piano etudes, Book I, Six Works of Tender Wisdom, September 25. On the cover of Conditions for Observing Light, pianist Sefa's Azariah seems to have been shot through with a sunbeam. The metaphor applies to the composer's work, which also touches on ambient and electronic territory, while searching fro radiance in all of its forms. Anjanakil, September 3. With radiant contributions from Clarice Jensen and Spencer Zahn, Sova Sofia Vastek can do no wrong. As one might expect from the title, early single Heavy Shit is an exercise in darkness, but the album Alight is a study of contrasts, anchored by Sova's exquisite keys. Hout, September 4. Double bass and electronics merge on Fragments, an album long in the making. Fragment I debuted in 2025. By blending genres, ZKHR hopes to appeal to multiple audiences. September 19. Dobrinka Tabakova has been accumulating the pieces of Stone Trail for nearly a quarter century. Now they are gathered in one place. The album is graced with numerous collaborators and is one of our furthest out releases, dropping November 13 on NMC. The first half of Episodic Memory includes a murder ballad, but the second is a vibrant instrumental suite that comments on the experience of trauma. Exiptet and Bendon Randallmeyer's handle both with aplomb, CMNTX, October 9. Daniela Ljungsberg splits other plans between vocal and instrumental pieces, but when she sings, she does so with reverence, honoring the Baroque nature of these tender Nordic folk tales. Orthodox, October 2. Alfredo Ovals and Black Page Orchestra present The Art of Parties on September 18, preceded by the inviting single Dance. Parma, Richard Allen.